It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Right, Beamaz and Beamer. Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice Monday. Beautiful looking day outside. Chilly, though. Coat in the studio season officially began last week.
Yeah.
We're back.
I mean, we're going to reach 70 this week. I don't think the studio will reach 70 this week.
We got it going on. I can actually see, I'm looking right now, I've never done this before, out of our space heater.
Yeah.
I can see the steam lines over it, you know, like when you look down the road on a hot day.
Yeah, so you know it's working.
So I know that there's heat coming out of there. So we're gonna warm this place up in no time.
That's right.
A few more hours, but we're hanging out here on a Monday, Joe. Watching the Bills game yesterday. I'm sure you did. Great win.
Yes,
fun to watch when the Bills win.
Fun second half to watch.
Honestly, I think it's more fun on a game like that.
Yes,
than it. It's maybe like reassuring. It feels good to see like the home opener, just like a total beatdown,
yeah,
domination, something like that. It makes you feel really good. But it's not, you know, fun to watch.
No.
Like a game like yesterday, even though it didn't have all the points, it was fun to watch. You had these moments in late in the game where you're into it.
It was the changes in emotion, right? I mean, every emotion that you express in a sporting event was on display during the game yesterday.
The wins aren't fun without a little bit of challenge along the way.
Yes, yes. When you play good teams, it's going to be a challenge.
It's
next week, probably not as much of a challenge.
Oh, no. I mean, you said that going into the Steelers game last year.
Yeah, you're right.
Turned out to be a miserable one.
That's true.
But something about it, it's like those games, the losses make the wins mean more. Having a tough game, it makes the win mean more at the end of the game, and I felt that yesterday. I wanted to get your I was chuckling a little bit when I saw the note was being passed around yesterday afternoon, like a couple hours after the Bills ended, and people were talking all about, hey, Jim Nance and Tony Romo are going to be doing the Bills game next week. They're on the call for the Bills game against the Steelers on Sunday. They're, at least they must have said that, mentioned it toward the end of, I think they were doing the Patriots.
The Packers game, yeah.
Packers. Who was their quarterback, by the way?
Who?
The Patriots quarterback.
Oh, it was the kid from Western Kentucky. I watched a little of that game.
Say no more. That's like all you needed, right? The kid from Western Kentucky.
Yeah, it was the kid they drafted from Western Kentucky.
From Tom Brady to that guy. But anyways, so they were doing that game, and they must have mentioned they were doing the Bills game. And, you know, you see people. And I saw this last week. You know, a couple of people were saying, you know, why was the CBS top team not doing the Bills-Dolphins game? You know, the biggest game of the week. Or people were asking that this week. You know, Bills and Ravens, two really big teams. Why were they not on this? And people were kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, finally we're getting Nance and Romo. And I don't know, Joe, maybe other people can let us know this 803-0930 this morning. But, like, I feel bad saying this as a broadcaster.
Okay.
I don't care at all who is broadcasting the game on TV when the Bills play.
Yeah, no. Not
like,
at all.
I care about the network from like a visual standpoint. Like there's something about, I think when you watch a game on Fox, like depending on, maybe this might have actually changed in the past couple years. Like the crowd sound is better on Fox, but I don't really notice it.
Yes.
In a Bills game because I'm like not paying attention to it as much. But like the picture,
Fox does have better crowd.
The picture I think has maybe gotten a little bit better, but it always used to be. There's something about it seemed a little off for me for forever. Than like watching it on CBS. I always liked like the NBC presentation.
Yes.
Of it.
In the 90s.
The pregame and everything like that for Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, yeah.
But like the actual who is calling the game
means nothing, in my opinion.
I for a game that I'm paying attention to, and you know, it kind of rings true for I think almost any sport that I'm watching on TV. like, the again, I feel bad saying it because it's like, hey, putting your own job in jeopardy. But, like, the announcer means absolutely nothing to me.
Yeah. Well, it means everything on the radio, and we're in the radio business, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
I should clarify. The TV announcer, when it comes to the TV broadcast, like, Joe, the past four games, I could not tell you a single thing any of the TV announcers said during the game.
No, not at all. I wasn't paying attention to it. I was paying attention to the game.
Like,
I would say there is one sport that I think it does matter, and that's baseball because of all the pauses in action.
Oh, yeah.
You want good storytelling.
I would never watch it on TV, so that, I wouldn't
know. That's true.
you're probably right, but that's like for like a football game, and even like watching the Sabres. To an extent, it's a little bit, maybe a little bit more in hockey, but watching the Bills, I'm just like always amazed when I hear people complain about the announcer in a way that, you know, oh, they mentioned during a Bills game, you know, during a game that you're not really invested in or interested in, I notice it a little bit more. But for during a Bills game for, you know, somebody, oh, you know, someone didn't give credit to whoever, or they're picking out someone or something the announcer said, or they didn't like the tone of the announcer during the game. Like, I'm always amazed when I read these people being able to pick that out, because I never notice.
No.
I couldn't tell you a single thing, because I'm just like kind of locked into the game, thinking my own things, talking to everybody around me.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, I'm trying to figure out who called the game yesterday.
I couldn't tell you.
I think it was Ian Eagle, but that is a guess because Ian Eagle calls a lot of Bills games.
There was a guy on the sideline.
Yeah.
That's all I knew.
I don't care when it's the Bills. Now, when I'm watching, like, the Sunday night game or if the 4:25 game is Jim Nantz and Tony Romo, I do appreciate the two of them on the call. But if I'm watching the Buffalo Bills, I am too invested in the game. I couldn't tell you who called the Bills game. I couldn't tell you who called the Virginia Tech game over the weekend, because I am just invested in the game, and I'm doing a lot of my own commentary, which, not safe for air.
You're just like screaming and yelling. And I, like, for me, I have to say, watching football games, watching soccer, watching hockey, it's the same across all sport. And I even think it's the same, you know, I just said, I'm going to go back on what I just said, of where, you know, if it's a game that I'm not that into, if it's not the Bills, that I'll pay attention a little bit more. I, like, now that I really think about it, I don't even think that's true. Like, I notice the crowd sound a lot because I want to hear the crowd. Al Michaels might be like the lone exception. I like listening to him and like hearing his voice and something about like the tone of his voice.
That's always been there for us.
My ear tunes into it just a little bit. But every other game, like, it just does, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah, see, because I can really tell, like, after the Bills game yesterday, I went to the gym and I had NFL Red Zone going on my phone, right? And you can't, like, I for that instance, well, and I wasn't looking at my phone the entire time, you can tell the broadcasters. And it does. Like, Jim Nantz and Tony Romo just really stick out. But next week I won't care because I won't be watching it on TV. But when it's when it's the Bills, no. If it's not the Bills, I'm paying a little more attention because I'm not screaming at the TV. As you know, Brian, if it's the Bills, I'm pacing around. I don't sit still. If I'm watching a different game, I might notice the commentators a little more. Again, especially if it's Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit, who I think are doing a great job on Prime. The night game, because they talk about what happened during the week, during the game. And Jim Nantz and Romo, I mean, I think we saw with the money Romo was given that, I mean, that's a team that definitely draws attention.
I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Like, it always seems to end up being a story. Like, who's calling? And, you know, everyone's watching it. It's going to be out there. Like, you want to know, I guess, who you're listening to.
It doesn't mean a thing to me when it's the Bills.
I am right in the same boat where I couldn't tell you who. I know that Kevin Harlan called the game the other week against Miami.
Okay.
But I couldn't tell you a thing he said.
No.
this week I'll watch the game. Jim Nantz, Tony Romo. I mean, Joe, it could be you. You could walk into the booth and start doing it.
And lose CBS's,
I might not even notice.
And lose CBS's the FCC? The thing that we have to follow?
You're the one who fills out the forms. Yeah. I would hope you know.
The FCC license. By the way, looking at CBS's slate of games next week, if we're going to use, you know, what you're seeing on social media, Brian, I mean, that is the game. I mean, CBS does not have a good slate of games. They only have one 4 o'clock game. By the way, something we did a few weeks ago, let's look. The Bills are not the most expensive ticket on the secondary market in the NFL next week.
I'm shocked by that, given that, it's like $250, $300 to get in.
Yes. There's one game that has a beat by $200, and that is the New York-Green Bay game in London.
In London. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have to go to a foreign country to be able to. The plane ticket's pretty expensive, too.
Of games here in the States, the Bills have it beat by $100.
Yeah. The most expensive football game played in this country this year will be here, which is, again, just kind of wild to think. But anyway, I had to get that off my chest. I saw that yesterday being poked around, and I just, like, it popped into my head. Like, yeah. That's nice, but I don't care. Like, yeah. I know it's not going to make any difference to me.
No, I'm into the game, or I'm talking to the people around me. For the Bills, I'm doing my own commentary. And believe me, if anything that I said in the first quarter was aired, I would not be on this microphone
every
right
once
now.
In a while, like on a group text, somebody will like chime in with something an announcer said, and I'm just like, what? How did I miss that?
You're kicked out of the group
text.
We're
both watching the same thing. Like, how did I ever miss that? Anyways, all right. And then this also I saw. I'm going through Instagram, and my Instagram, Joe, is, I don't know, it's different for every person, like who you follow and everything. My Instagram is basically made up of soccer highlights and punk rockers. That's like, it's the only people, like, as I scroll through my Instagram. But this popped up because one of those punk rockers is also a barber. Rock and roll doesn't always pay the bills.
That's right.
The moral of the story.
Work as a barber so you can be a punk rocker.
Yes, that's right. And I came across this, and this is down in Texas. But I have to figure out, because I am monogamous with my barbershop. I don't go, you know, getting trimmed around all around town. I stay with what I know works, and I'm very loyal to my barbershop. And it would take some, the last time I switched was when my barber retired.
Oh.
And even then, he lives a few doors down from me, and I said, hey, what do you think about trim?
He did? He came out of retirement?
No, he said no. Oh, I'm retired. Okay. So I had to go find somewhere else, and now I've been with the same barber for a long time. So I don't really know what it's like out there. I don't know. You know, it's like when we were talking about Tinder the other week. Like, I have no idea what it's really like being on a dating app or, you know, being in the dating scene. Just like that. I don't know what it's like going barbershop to barbershop or hair salon or whatever it's called, and doing that and knowing the prices. So my jaw hit the floor when I saw this. So this guy, he works for a barbershop. And it's, from all I can tell, it's a men's barbershop. Seems like a very cool shop.
Okay.
But it's just they cut hair. Right? Like what?
It's men specific?
It's a barbershop.
Barbershop?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, they cut hair.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything too over the top with what they do.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't want you cutting my hair, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyways, they said, we will have brand new pricing menus to match what we've all been fighting the past 18 months with an operating cost increase.
Oh.
Beginning next Monday. Listen to this. Haircuts will be $40.
Jeez.
A haircut and a beard trim, $55. And so I saw this and my jaw like hit the floor. Because I'm like, what? $40 for a haircut like seemed kind of crazy and outrageous to me. For just like a men's barbershop haircut. And like, I don't know, maybe they're doing something else. Maybe they're doing something special with this haircut. I don't know.
But it's just a haircut. We're not talking about highlights. We're not talking about frosted tips. Do people still do that? We're talking just the haircut.
Yeah, that's one thing.
You're not even getting the knife on the face? The trim, whatever they call it.
Well, the beard trim with the haircut, $55. That's
$15 to rub a knife on your face?
I would pay more for that than I would for a haircut, because you don't just trust anybody taking
that's a
straight
point.
Edge
you
razor.
A point. But I can do that at home.
Yeah. You could cut your hair at home, too. might not turn out that well.
More people would notice that.
I was thinking $40. Like, how much do people pay for a haircut now?
Yeah.
Because I apparently have no idea, or maybe I'm getting a deal, or maybe I should shut my mouth right now because my barber just isn't in on like the current pricing trends.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Of what a
next
haircut
next time you
costs.
Go get your haircut, it'll be $40.
Now it's like $40.
I heard your show.
Great idea.
I'm an idiot.
I'm really hoping that doesn't happen. 803-0930 to join us this morning. You can send us a text or give us a call, 803-0930. But so I go to the barber. I go to the same place.
Yep.
And I walk out of there. I pay $20.
Okay.
But that is tip included. The haircut used to be $12. And then, you know, I'd tip whatever else I had. And then they bumped up the price, you know, much like this post said, we're raising the price because of all the COVID, you know, everything being shut down and then the cost of everything's going up. Well, they raised the price from $12 to $15 at my barber. So now $5 on top of that for a tip, it's an even 20. Boom. There you go.
There it is.
And
cash,
I'm thinking,
just lay the 20 down?
Yeah. Well, there's no other option. You have to pay cash.
Nice. I like that.
What a reaction to
it justifies me having cash in my pocket. People laugh at me having cash. There are places out there that take cash still.
So I'm out of there. It's $20 with the tip. And that to me is like, wow, it's getting kind of pricey compared to what it used to get a haircut. You know, it used to be like maybe $15. Now it's an extra $5 to what it was maybe 10 years ago. Apparently that's something, $40. But then I'm thinking, is there like a level to the haircut that I don't know about or that I'm just not rich enough to understand? Because I think there is like a different, you see there are haircut people. Like you wonder why people with a ton of money always look better.
It's because they have a ton of money?
Because they can afford, they're getting haircuts.
Yeah.
Like every single week.
Right.
And it's always like in tip-top shape. And looking good. Watch when the Bills players, they show them entering the stadium the game. They show Josh Allen getting on the plane. You see like the pictures that the Bills will post. He's always looking really good. Like you can tell he knows he's getting his picture taken on a Sunday. I bet you every Thursday
he gets his hair touched
up. He's at the barber wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And same goes for a lot of Bills and people who are in the spotlight. They're getting that little trim to keep it exactly how it's supposed to be all the time.
That's completely different than what I do.
Yes.
I let my hair get as long as possible, and then I go get my hair cut. What would I say? Every 6 weeks? Maybe every 8 weeks. I mean, Brian, I let my hair get very long before I go get it cut.
I don't think you get it long at
now,
at
your
all.
Hair looks great.
What do you consider your hair right now?
Medium? Like, we're halfway there?
What's long to you? I would never say you have long hair.
No.
Long hair is
I don't
long hair.
I look awful with long hair. So I look awful.
So you
with short
don't have you never have long hair.
Long for me is what I guess I'm trying to say.
Yeah, just like maybe edging on shaggy.
Yeah, I would say your hair right now looks for 20. I mean that looks great for $40. That would look great.
You know what the secret is?
What's that?
Head.
Oh yeah.
I put a hat on.
Yeah. I mean, I put a hat on my head. My hair goes
mats
like this.
Down the hair.
Looks great.
And then you don't have to worry about styling at all.
So you pay 20 and you go to a barber. You go to a local barber.
Yes.
Yeah. I go to a chain haircut place because I can walk there from my apartment. And it costs me $22 after tip.
Okay. So you've got the...
It's 17 plus 5.
All right. So $22. So we're both in like the same area. Yet here I am, this barber. I feel like there's nothing that special about it. Sorry to say, except for you know, if I would go there because I'm getting my hair cut by the bass player of like all these bands I listen to.
But I was gonna say, now we know why other than all that new equipment.
Other than that, $40 seems like a lot. Like, what are you getting more for? Do you look that much better with a $40 haircut as opposed to what? Is this an example of like a Buffalo price versus what it costs in a big city like New York or LA or somewhere down in Texas? Or are there places in Buffalo right now that do the exact same thing that I would look at and say, that's a barber shop that would charge that much money for a haircut?
Guarantee there are places in Buffalo that you would see a $40 haircut. I mean, there are people that probably get that $40 haircut. We aren't one of them, but I'm sure in our listening audience, there are people out there that pay even more than $40 for a haircut.
If we had a camera in here, I might have to get the $40 haircut. I don't know what else you get for the $40 haircut, but it might have to do it.
I think we'd get heat before a camera.
Are those... You think. Are those places here in Buffalo? I don't know. Let me know. 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right. We are back here. BMAZ and Beamer. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. And we were talking about getting that haircut. Because, Joe, I was surprised. I saw this scrolling through, just popped up on my feed about, changing the rates, $40 for a haircut. And I was like, what? That's what my initial reaction was. I could not believe there was a $40 haircut. And then I had to see, all right, is this, because I am a one barber man. I find my barber, I go to it, I stick to it, and that's pretty much it.
You're loyal to your barber.
I don't know what else is going on around Western New York. Is that it? Like, is that what they're doing now all around town? I have to find out. Like, is $40 now what you're paying for a haircut? I can't imagine, because I feel like everyone will be a lot more shaggy than they are walking around Western New York, which have we gotten shaggier? I don't know.
If I was paying $40 for a haircut, I mean, I would get that haircut before important events. And then, well, you would see my long hair, Brian. You would finally see my long hair.
I think that's how I would be, too. It's kind of how I am right now. I went, the last haircut I got, usually I get a very short haircut. Like, you know, basically just like skin tight, little bit on top.
Room to grow.
I'm not a long hair person. When you wake up super early in the morning, you don't want to deal with a whole bunch of hair, do your hair, whatever.
Right.
Which, you know, I have done in the past. Now I'm like, maybe I'll have a little hair. I feel guilty sometimes having hair and not using it. Like, I feel like people who are bald will look at me with my hair, you know, shaved down to, like, basically nothing and say, you're wasting your gift. Like, you know, if I had hair, it would be down to my butt. But, you know, look at you. You have the hair and you don't even want it. You're not even using it. So I do feel a little guilty. And so I'm letting it grow out a little bit.
You want to use your hair for all those who don't have it.
Yeah. You know, high and tight. That's what I normally like. Very high and very tight. But I'm growing it out just a little bit right now. I might get it touched up soon. But that's because I pay after tip. $20 for my haircut and everything else.
Right.
$40 seems like a bit much.
$40 does seem like a bit much, but I would bet that there are people in this audience that $40 would be a cheap haircut. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of people put, hey, like you said, Brian, they put a lot of money into how they look. It's their hair. It's the, what do you call that? The knife to the face. What's it called?
Shave.
Yeah, but there's not a fancy word for that. It's a fancy shave.
You're just going to shave.
You know, I mean, I use a razor, you know, right at my sink.
Yeah.
You get the fancy shave, which, you know, one of these days I do want the fancy shave. Like, I think that would be, but I'd have to go to a real barber.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you can shave your own face, you might as well just do
The fancy shave. Just once.
Fancy shave. I feel like you're going to be so disappointed.
Well,
you're gonna wake up from, you know, you're gonna look in the mirror and just be like, oh, you just shaved my face.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. All right, on our text board, 803-0930. I mean, what is $40 for a haircut a lot? Like, I know we're paying more for everything now, but that just seems like a ton of money. right now. All right, so let's see. On our text board, someone's saying, I go to a high-end salon. A men's haircut is $30. That includes a $5 tip. Here's the thing with the tip is, like, I don't know how to leave it. Like, when it comes to getting your haircut, I don't know. So you're saying a high-end salon, $30, that includes a $5 tip. So that's a $25 haircut. Should you be tipping more because the haircut is more, like you would a restaurant bill? Like, is it a certain percentage?
Ah, that's a good question.
I've
been tipping five for a long time. It has not fluctuated with the price. The price hasn't fluctuated much.
That's your call.
Yeah.
And I think it's a lot different. See, I would tip more if I'm at a salon or like some place where there's a lot of barbers, they have their own little chair, and they have to pay to be in the salon. And then they're only making, when you pay for your haircut, not all of that is going to the barber. That to me is telling me I need to tip more. As opposed to, like, I go to a barber, they own, they operate. They also set the prices to whatever they want. So it's to me, I'm tipping a little bit less because you can put whatever amount you want on that sign.
Wait a minute. What did you just say about a salon? You don't get paid from the salon? You pay to be there?
Well, some work differently. You might have to pay to be there for your seat.
Oh, wow.
Or you could just be hired. But if you're hired, you don't get everything from whatever you paid for a haircut doesn't go to the barber.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them, you have to, it's like a monthly fee to, all right, you want to be in the salon, it costs this amount per month, and then whatever you make over that is whatever you take home.
See? You learn something every day. You just discovered that Chubby Checker's still alive. I discovered this little system that's going on.
I mean, you don't make, unless you own the place, you're not taking home that whole thing. So for me, I go to a place where it's owned by whoever's going to cut my hair.
Yes.
So, to me, I'm thinking you own it, you set the price, I'll give a tip after that, but if you need more, please charge more. Like, let the price reflect that.
Yeah.
Don't just rely on everybody to guess.
I feel good about my $5 tip because when I go to cash out at the chain place that I go to, the first suggested tip is 3, and 5 is the second, so, ooh. They're only expecting 3. They're getting 2 more from me. I feel good about my $5 tip.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what the place is, right? Someone else is saying $38 plus tip at a local salon. That's crazy. Now, someone's saying my husband goes to my girl who does my hair. I bet you this is very popular. She charges him $18, and then the tip would be extra. So that's like kind of around where we are. And I feel like that's probably a lot of places, right? If you're a guy, you might just get your hair cut wherever your wife does, and they give it to you less. Because in my head, and I'm not a barber, and that's why we need some barbers to weigh in, 803-0930. In my head, there's less that goes into cutting a guy's hair than cutting a girl's hair. I have no idea if that's true or not. But it just kind of makes sense that it would cost less. To me, spending a lot of money on a haircut is a woman's thing to do.
Yeah, we get a haircut. You know, most women get their hair styled, right? Isn't that what you go, I'm going to style. I'm going to get some streaks put in it. Right? No, maybe not.
You've never looked more confused. We'll go to Julie. You're on WBEN.
Maybe Julie can help me out.
Yeah, Julie. All right. How much is a haircut around Western New York?
Well, I'm calling for my husband. He won't call in. He just paid $45.
Woo!
And that includes trimming his old his mustache and his goatee.
Okay.
The eyebrows and everything. Now I don't know what you call the machine, but he has his scissor, like all mainly with all scissors, but it's very short. And what do you call when you get a buzz cut? What do you call that machine?
The buzzers?
No, is that what it's called?
Like the clippers?
Clippers.
The clippers, yeah. They use scissors.
Okay.
And they did offer him a beer or a wine the other day. I don't know if he had to pay for it or not, but he doesn't drink.
Now, Julie, how often does he get his hair cut with all those other things?
About 4 to 5 weeks.
4 to 5 weeks. All right. And that's $45.
I know. And then a $10 tip.
Well, wow. Very generous.
So a $55 now when he gets out of there and you look at your husband after he gets a $55 haircut. I mean, what is your reaction when you see him walk through the door that night?
Well, it's a little, you know, it's always a little too short for me. But actually, as it goes on, it lays perfect. He doesn't really.
That's, Julie, that is not the reaction we're looking for. I spent $55 on a haircut. I want to walk through the door. I want my wife to be like, whoa, honey, get over here.
Look who I married.
Well, I don't know. But it does. All of a sudden, it gets to a certain, maybe the second week, it looks great. I mean, that's me. But for him, it's fine. No. You know, he likes the way it looks. And it's a little bit longer, but a little bit shorter on the sides, but a little bit longer on the top.
Like a mullet.
So there is definitely styling going on. It's not just a buzz.
Yes, Julie, styling. Now, how much do you pay for your haircut?
I pay just for the cut and color, $75.
$75. So cut and color. So would you call when you go, you're going to get your hair styled, right?
Yes. Hopefully. Yeah. I've had to go to a few different people.
Now it's just you go, you get your hair cut, and then you get the color, or do you, you know, sometimes I see the hair washing or whatever that is. Do you do anything else, or is it just those two things, $75?
So, yeah, it's the roots. Then they have to wash that out, and then you get your style, and then you blow the. Well, they also, if you go to places, they charge for, you know, blow drying the hair.
Wow!
But mine, that includes everything.
Wow,
$75.
Julie, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. That is.
That's the insight I was looking for.
The guy's haircut is what. Now I can understand that. It sounds like Julie does a lot. It's like a process.
Yeah.
So it starts to kind of make sense. It's more like a. You know, the word salon makes sense, like a spa day or something, you know.
I was going to say, like, when I go to get my hair cut, it's 10 minutes. When my wife goes to wherever she goes to get her hair done, I mean, I can plan out the entire morning and most of the afternoon because she will be gone getting her hair styled and colored and all that.
So, like, $55 for a guy's haircut.
Yeah.
That's a.
I mean, I don't care what else you
She put. Mentioned eyebrow trims. I don't know about it, but, like, eyebrow trims for me has always been the barber. You want your eyebrows trimmed? Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, no extra charge, no anything. It's just like...
They just put a different insert on the buzzer.
There you go.
And buzz over your
There you go.
And
no one's ever said anything about it, like, hey, where'd your eyebrows go? Like, it's always done pretty well.
Now, do you get a hot towel after your haircut?
No. Like, what would I do with it?
No, you don't do anything. They put it on your neck while they're, you know, trimming everything else up. I do like the hot towel. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, that's nice. A little bit pampering. Yeah. I like it.
Well, that's why it's $2 extra.
That's it. That's the $2 for your towel. Now, Julie said he was offered a drink. I can't think of a place I would want to drink less than a place where there's just my hair floating around.
I'm also not one to
like
drink by myself.
My hair.
And I don't want the person cutting my hair also sharing a drink with me.
I just think of like all my hair coming down. Like, how's the drink? Yeah, it's really good. All right. Dave in Lackawanna, you're on WBEN. All right, Dave. A haircut. How much is it?
$20 where I go. And I've been going there for 40 years. I think he used to charge me about $6 or $7 way back. And he owns his own shop, own building, the building itself. And he drives around in a really, really nice car.
There you go. Yeah. So he's got it going. Now,
it's still a very reasonable price.
Is that a place, Dave, you can walk into and say, you don't even have to say anything? He knows you and he knows what you want?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for 40 years, he knows me really, really well.
Now, how many times has your hairstyle changed in 40 years, Dave?
I don't know, 2 or 3 times, I guess. I used to go very briefly to a gal who used to actually perm my hair. But that's way, way back when I was young and stupid.
Back in the 80s?
Probably late 70s, 80s.
I love that explanation, Dave. That's like when I was young and stupid, I used to, you know, some people go all crazy and wild. You got a perm.
You're right, right. I mean, it looked great. It really did. Because I mean, my hair is about as straight as you can be. And it looked good back then. You know, the girls like that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It was the times. It was the times.
Yeah. It was great. But this guy is fantastic. And the good thing is he's a conservative, which is what I like.
Well, you guys can share the conversation.
And there,
absolutely.
There you go, Dave. Thank you. I guess that would maybe matter, right? If you're going to the same same person time after time, Dave, your barber's probably a conservative to you and a liberal to the next person who walks in the room. I mean, whoever's paying the bill kind of makes the rules in this situation. So
I would think if you're a barber, you're probably really good at reading people, and you can just pick up the conversation to, you know,
yeah,
interest. Who's
are
in the
you
chair.
A conversation person when you're in the chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to the point now where I know where the person who I like cutting my hair is working, so I just go on that day. And so, you know, we just pick up our conversation where it left off. Usually the first thing I comment on is, why are you listening to this radio station? They have a competing radio station on the overhead.
Oh.
And I always make a comment about that. And then we get talking about other things.
Oh, okay.
And I do like this. If, for some reason, she's not there that day, I put my phone number in. They know exactly how I want my hair cut, so I don't have to explain it. Because I do sometimes say the wrong thing, or, you know, on this, I want a 4 on the sides, and I was supposed to say a 5 or a 3. I don't know. But I like, you know, hey, this is how you got your hair cut the last time. Do you want it repeated? Yes.
Am I being unfair to say this? That I, back when a couple times, so there's been like 2 times in the last 15 years that I've had to look for a new barber.
Yes.
Right? You know, moving back here after college, and then when the barber retired.
Did you have a barber in college?
Oh, my buddy, who now lives in New York City, who is famous for how well his hair is.
Okay.
Like, that is you see the guy, you're like, that guy's got good hair. He had a barber and took me, this is how I knew I reached great friend level with him, took me to his barber one time, and that was our, you know, little lunch date.
Oh, nice.
Went to the barber shop together, and he was my guy he was an amazing barber. Moved back home, I was like, can't make it out, drive an hour to the barber shop. It's just not going to be in the cards. But, so I've had to look twice, and in my looking for a barber, people can tell me this is fair or not. Anytime someone said, like, well, how do you want on the sides? Like, do you take a 1 or a 2? They were immediately crossed off my list. Is that unfair? I don't know. But to me, it's like, it's not my job to know what a 1 or 2 setting on your various clippers means. Like, I should just kind of tell.
Well, yeah, I've made
this is
mistake.
What I'm looking for. You can cut it. And then, like, I can be like, it's a little too long. Or usually it's too long because they don't want to cut it all off and then say, hey, can you grow it back for me? But, like, I should be able to kind of tell you what I'm looking for, and then you do it.
Yeah.
And that's how I chose my barber.
So I made the mistake once, and this was at a different place that I no longer go to, when they asked if I wanted, you know, what did you want on the sides? And I thought 1, or whatever doesn't mean as little as possible, I said. And Brian, let me tell you, that was one of the worst haircuts because I had no hair on the sides. And I can't pull off the showing any part of my head. I need hair, okay? I have an ugly head. I need hair. And it was not a good look. And of course, it was right in the middle of college, walking around like an idiot.
I don't think so.
Now
I think
I know
it looked good.
It's a 4 on the side and just clippers on top enough that if I wanted to do something fancy, I can. Or if I just wake up and pour myself into work, that works well as well.
Like, what's fancy? I don't know if I've ever really, like, what's fancy?
You've never seen me fancy. You know, like,
which is amazing. I was standing next to you at your wedding.
and I didn't do anything to my hair.
You've never seen me fancy.
Well, you know why? let me say this. I've done gel, I think, once in my hair in my over four years with my wife. And she said she did not like the way it looked. So she likes the just letting it go the way it looks. And you know what? To be fair, I think on my wedding day with no gel or anything in my hair, I think it looked fine.
I think you look fine, too. You
look
great.
That was not fancy.
It's not fancy. I got to see fancy someday. Mike in Cheektowaga. Mike, you're on WBEN. How much is a haircut?
Good morning, gentlemen. And how are we today after a Bills win?
Oh, of course. Doing great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you a quick story because we're almost out of time. I went to a lady that cut my hair probably 25 years. Back then, I used to be a suit. and I started taking my kids there to get their haircuts. And the last time I went there, it was $80 for the three of us to get our haircut. And my wife looked at me and said, "You're nuts. That's too much money." I called her up and asked her if we could lower the price, and she said, "Not really." I said, "Okay." I said, "Cancel my appointment. I'll make another one later." So it took 3 years to find some place. I went one place, came out, looked like a porcupine. Went to one place, came out, and looked like Elvis. It was all slicked back.
Sweet.
I finally found this one lady, Emily, who does a phenomenal job. $15, $5 tip, $20, and I couldn't be happier. She's cut my hair three times, and it's fantastic.
Well, hey, I'm glad you finally found that good haircut, Mike. Thank you. It seems like, all right, at the end of the show here, I feel like there are now, there's two different haircuts.
Yes.
There is a $15 to $20 haircut, and then there is a $50-ish dollar haircut.
Yes.
There doesn't seem to be a lot of in between.
No.
You have one of those two options. I still don't know what $50 does better than $20.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say is you get more for the $50, but it's just stuff that, as you've mentioned, you can do. Well, no, I guess not, because like you said, I could ask for my eyebrows to be trimmed for no cost.
I mean,
yeah, I
come out with a haircut. Yeah, so do they.
I mean, you know, let's be honest. I'm not going to be any more attractive if I get a better haircut. Mm. I am what I am.
I don't know. A haircut can do a lot for somebody.
Yeah, I think where I go now does a fine enough job, and I will continue visiting their place until, you know, the price gets too ridiculous.
Well, one of these days, Joe, we'll do the show of $50 haircuts for me and you, and we'll see how we look.
Is Odyssey paying for that?
I mean, I'm sure we can expense that if we do it live on the air.
Awesome.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. Be Maz and Beamer on WBEN.